This Crusoe fellow is quite the character. Bit dull for my tastes. This book certainly helped pass the time. Had I known we'd be on the ocean for so long, I would have stolen more. That library in Kingston has everything. Maybe next time, I guess. I wonder if Mary has anything I haven't read yet. That girl's always holding out on me. Well, I can't ask her now. She and everyone else are asleep. I don't fancy getting a knife to the gullet tonight. Meanwhile, I'm barely drowsy over here. Falling asleep has been so tough ever since... ever since I met him. Wonder how that servant boy's doing. Wait. Why do I even care? It's been, what, 10 months ago? 11? I've lost track of time on this rust bucket. The sex was great. He gave me this nice pocket watch that I still haven't fenced for whatever reason, and that's it. Right? Right. I think. He certainly was a fantastic lay. So delightful. So eager. Where's that dildo of mine? Forget it. I prefer using my fingers anyway. Undo the sash. Yes. Well, I think I've practically made this into an art over the past couple of months. To see you here. I was just, relaxing. Trying to fall asleep. It's been a little tricky lately. Anyway, what can I do for you? Our next destination? I don't know, Cap. What do you have in mind? Oh. A Spanish fort does sound exciting. Should be plenty of gold. Some jewelry. Maybe they'll have some rare books, too. Yes, Cap. Books. I know you don't read much, but a few of us do. If nothing else, I could fetch a pretty penny from a scholar or some such. You know, an expedition like this is going to require more equipment. Isn't there a port town somewhere in that region? Yeah, I remember now. That's only a few days away from the fort. I always stopped there a long time ago. You remember, don't you? The town with that lovely tavern. And the servant boy. Exactly. Our crew's tough as nails, sure, but it never hurts to have extra supplies. Besides, we've been sailing for 3 whole months. Normally we drop anchor every month or two. The other girls are getting antsy. They could use a break. So how about it, Cap? With all the hard work you've been doing, you deserve a break too. All right. It's a deal. I promise not to call you Cap anymore. I don't understand why you hate it so much. I'll tell the others in the morning. It'll make for a good morale boost. There's a mountain of riches in our future. Good night, Captain. God, it even sounds wrong. But she'll always be the Cap, whether she likes it or not. It feels good to be back. Oh, I haven't seen this place in over a year. It looks so different. Where did all these people come from? These buildings? A lot of money's flowing through this town now. Oh, but alas, I'm here for someone. Well, this tavern sure hasn't changed. Hope the mead still tastes the same. Hey, barkeep. Can you help a girl out? I'm looking for a servant boy that works here. At least, I think he still works here. He's got charming eyes, delicate frame, pretty nice ass. Don't look at me like that. Have you seen him or not? He's not working today. Right, I'll look somewhere else then. I see his cottage still looks as fancy as ever. Hello? Servant boy? Servant boy? Are you home? Damn it. Where is he? I thought he'd be easier to find than this. His home is still intact. He still works at the tavern. Is he okay? I need to see him. To give him the watch back. Yeah, that's it. This pocket watch is his, and I promised to return it. But he's nowhere to be found. Okay, get hold of yourself. These feelings are weird. You can deal with them. I just need to focus on something else. Find a distraction. I've got it. Why don't I pay the central market a visit? It's pretty active. Maybe I can swipe a coin purse or two? Wow. There are so many market stalls. And so many people with their backs turned. That thing right here. I don't mind if I do. Wait. That lad over there. I recognize that face. It's him. It's the servant boy. Okay, girl. Calm down. You're a rough and tumble pirate. Not some giddy, love-struck maiden. Just walk up to him, put on the usual swagger, and take it from there. Easy. He hasn't forgotten me, has he? No way. I'm unforgettable. No man I've betted has ever claimed otherwise. I've got this. Hey, who's that woman walking up to him? She's getting pretty close to his face. Smiling and laughing. Touching his arm? Nobody steals my treasure from me. Servant boy. Long time no see. Get lost, wench. Hey, you deaf or something? Perhaps you'll listen to this cutlass on my hip. Smart girl. Now beat it. Now, where were we, cutie? What's with that look on your face? Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to cause a scene, I just saw you with another woman and I lost control. I'm not myself right now. To be honest, I haven't really been myself since we met. It's been more than a year, but I still remember that night vividly. And you're just as handsome now as you were back then. Hey, listen. We need to talk. Preferably someplace quieter. Your cottage is just up the hill, so let's... What? There's a beach nearby? I suppose we could talk there. And the sun will set soon, so we shouldn't stay too long. This beach is... beautiful. Even more so during the sunset. The area's secluded. This will be perfect. Now then. Bear with me. I'm not so great with this kind of stuff. I know it's been a while since we've seen each other. But I still think about you a lot. Falling asleep has gotten tougher. And when I do fall asleep, you show up in my dreams sometimes. No man has ever made me feel this way before. I've spent my entire life caring about nobody but myself. Taking whatever I want. Fucking whoever I want. And then I met you. At first I thought you were just a cute servant boy. Someone I could sleep with and then forget about, like so many others. Looks like fate had other plans for me. Do you remember what I said about fate? And bringing interesting people together? I'll confess that back then it was just hogwash. Something I said to get into your pants. But now, after all these long months at sea, haunted by thoughts of you, I actually believe it. I love you. I've never felt it before, but this is love. It has to be. And look, I don't care if you don't love me back. Any time that I get to spend with you is enough. You do love me? I don't know what to say. First time I've ever been speechless. Just kiss me. Mm. I missed you so much. But listen. Stop. Listen. If we're gonna make this work, and you need to know the truth about me, I once told you that I'm a sailor. That was a lie. Mostly. I'm actually a pirate. For 9 years, I've raided ships, picked houses clean, evaded the law. And yes, I've killed people, but only those who attacked me first. I'm a criminal, not a monster. In fact, I was planning to rob you while you slept, but that bed of yours is so damn comfortable. It also didn't help that you treated me better than any man I've ever met. So, knowing all of this, do you still love me? Do you still trust me? Thank you. Thank you. I swear to you, I will never betray your trust for as long as I live. Oh, I almost forgot. This pocket watch belongs to you. I promise to return it, and I always keep my word once given. You want me to keep it? Are you certain? Very well. It will serve as a symbol of our love. Well, this went a lot better than I thought it would. Night has fallen. We should return to your cottage. Dinner? I would never say no to your cooking. And to think, I tried to turn it down last time. What a fool I was. Let's go. Ah, servant boy. Ah, you've done it again. What did you learn to cook like this? Of course your father was responsible. I should have guessed. Well, with that out of the way, I think it's time for dessert. Oh, you beautiful thing. Oh, I haven't bet at anyone since we last saw each other. Well, barely. No one else could compare. Fucking myself while thinking of you. How does it feel to know that I've moaned your name dozens of times while at sea? You're mine. always will be. But I'm also yours. Do you understand? Good boy. Now follow me. I remember the way to your bedroom. You've changed the sheets. The new ones look even nicer. All right, darling. We're gonna do things a bit differently this time. I want you to mount me while I lay on the bed. I want to look up at you this time. Oh, your dick looks like it's about to burst out of those trousers. Well, baby, give it some air. I'm ready for you. All the way down. Yes. That's it. Climb over me. God. Those gorgeous eyes looking down at me. My turn to grab some hips. Don't try to hide your moans from me. Remember that I'm in control. Your ass fits so well in my hands. Like a pair of round apples. I want you to ease your way into me. Oh, so much better than my fingers. I'm gonna thrust up into you. Fuck, I've missed this cock. You didn't know it was possible for someone to fuck you from below like this, huh? I might be beneath you, but I've still got all. You feel me thrusting into you? I want you so badly. All those lonely nights. Wondering if I'd ever see you again. Nothing to keep me company but my own fingers. Moaning your name into my cabin. I've stolen riches. But you. You've stolen my heart. And darling, I don't ever want it back. Meet me when I thrust into you. Just like that. Good boy. Ah! squeezing so tightly all around you. I want to make you pop. You're close too, right? I don't want to come without you. I don't want to come without you. Come on, baby. Fill me up like you did last time. Fill me up. I'll wrap my legs around you. I don't want you to get away any more than you do. Fuck! Sex is good and all. Making love so much better. Turn that cute little butt to me. I want to spoon you. Sheets right now. I want to keep holding you. Besides, I can buy you new ones. Or steal them. Just say the word. I'm so tired. Are you tired too, baby? Let's just rest then. I have to leave in the morning. So let's just savor this moment. Good night, my love. I need a bed like this on the ship. It feels like I'm sleeping on clouds. Good morning, servant boy. We slept in this time. That's good. 'Cause I won't be able to stay for breakfast this time around. I know, darling. I know. I wish things were different. The crew has a big job coming up. We're gonna plunder a Spanish fort. Imagine what we'll find inside. Gold, jewels, priceless artwork. We could be set for life. And by we, I'm not talking about me and the crew. I'm talking about you and I. Pirate's life is all I've known. Don't get me wrong. I've gotten a lot out of it. But it's dangerous. And worst of all, it keeps me away from you. The only way I could return here was by convincing the cap to stop for extra supplies. You know, the captain. I call her Cap. She hates it. But the captain was so... Blech. The point is, I want to leave this life behind. Start a new life with you. Admittedly, I haven't worked out all the details yet. But it's what I truly want. What about you? Are you willing to leave your life behind and join me? I refuse to go it alone. Then it's settled, my love. Once I figure out a plan, I'll come back here and get you. Hug me. Kiss me more. This isn't goodbye, servant boy. Think of it as a new beginning. I have to leave now, okay? Crew's waiting. Of course, darling. I love you too.